Okay, Monday the 19th of June, 20 past 12, part 2 of interview with Kimberly Chapman. Okay, Kim, can you tell us what a week at Chepstow Mencap looks like for you?
Week at Mencap.
So starting with Monday.
Pop-up cafe.
So
pop-up cafe. So that's on a Tuesday, but on a Monday you do... You do the prep for it, do you?
Yeah, we do the prep on the Monday.
Okay, what does that involve?
Cookery and washing up, wiping up.
Yeah.
All that. Put it through the dishwasher and...
What type of things do you cook?
Chocolate cake and...
Yeah.
Lots of cakes.
And that's to be served at the cafe that we do.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Nice. Do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah.
What else do you do on the Monday? Is it do you come in for the Tuesday as well to the cafe?
No.
So you just do the prep?
I do the prep.
Yeah. Because Kim works on the Tuesday.
Ah, yes, of
course. So you never actually see.
Yeah.
Well, next time you get a day off work.
Yeah, I am going to come in and
come in and eat some of the cake.
I will. Don't worry.
Well, I can tell you, everybody loves the cakes that you enjoy.
And Thank you.
I'm always here. I work Tuesday morning, so I never get to see it either.
Oh, that's okay.
So that's two of us.
Oh, I don't like.
But everyone tells me how lovely the cakes are.
Okay, Mike. That's good.
Yeah. So you're obviously quite active. You like doing a lot of work then. And aside from work, what do you do as hobbies, like leisurely stuff? What do you like?
Walking down to see Sammy and...
Who's Sammy?
The fish! By the riverbank! The seal!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so often when you're at the board school, you wander down the riverbank.
Yeah, it's lovely.
We are very lucky with the location by here, aren't we?
We are lucky.
Do you want to so for the people that will be listening to this, do you want to tell them what it looks like around here, where we're based?
It's by the board school.
So we're at the board school.
And we walk down to the riverbank to the board school.
Yeah, and what are we looking out on opposite the... The board school.
Castle.
So we're in a very beautiful area, aren't we?
We are. Mm.
Actually, you come here and you see Chepstow Castle.
Yeah.
But what's in Caldecott, where you live?
Caldecott Castle!
Which one's better? You're not saying it.
I'm not saying! Me and my mum.
Do you walk Bella around Caldecott Castle?
You want to see how high it is in Caldecott Castle.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good view, isn't it? We're going to Caldecott Castle.
Yeah, I did see it on the notes, actually.
You coming?
Don't know, that's the dinner.
You don't know, is it? It's a picnic in a medieval castle.
What?
Come along.
Oh.
It's going to be fun. I make a good picnic as well, I can assure you of that.
Is that one of your social evenings?
Yeah, we've got a few social evenings coming up. We've got a picnic at Caldecott Castle. We've got a meal out down the boat. We have... Are you okay?
Yeah.
Sure? You went into deep eye contact. With what else have we got coming up?
She's probably concentrating on this.
She was. You were deep in thought.
Yeah, I was.
What were you thinking about? It looked like a...
I don't know, mate. I was like that.
Yeah, we've got a few things coming up.
Oh, well, so you're lucky to,
yeah, I am.
To go between two castles.
Yeah,
come on.
I know. Come on.
Not many people who get a choice of castle now, is
there? No, mate.
So you've just said that you do the preparation at the pop-up cafe. That's on a Monday. Tuesday you go to work. Sometimes you join in with social evenings, because do you remember what we used to do on a Thursday night?
Fashion show.
Fashion shows. But what else did we used to do? Were you part of the cookery group?
Yes.
And what are your memories from that? Can you remember meeting anyone famous?
There's lots, wasn't there? Loads of people.
Yeah. Mm. Do you meet someone famous down the drill hall one night?
Oh, yeah, Nick Knowles.
That's right.
You like him, don't you?
It's funny.
So how was it meeting him?
It's good.
Yeah. He was doing a book signing.
Book signing.
One of his cookbooks.
Yeah,
it?
Nick Knowles.
And you'd been using his cookbook to make some recipes?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And he came over and had a chat with you all, didn't he?
Yeah, it was good.
Nice.
And a photo.
And a photo.
He was very nice, actually.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I thought he was a bit dishy, actually.
Would you agree?
I don't think Kim agrees at this stage.
Keep your mouth shut, don't you?
Oh.
So what else did you used to do on a Thursday night? Where did we used to go all together?
What did the other one say?
Do you remember the name of the pub in Bourg?
Two.
We've been to the Two Brewers, yes. We've had meals there, haven't we? But the other one was called, if you can't remember, that's fine.
Two Brewers.
The Burnt Barn Club.
Oh, the Burnt Barn Club, yeah, the Burnt Barn Club, yeah.
And what did we used to do there?
Everything there.
Yeah, like what? What did they used to put on for us there?
Buffet and drinks and she's got it.
We quiz night, didn't we?
Quiz night and darts and skittles and...
We keep saying we used to. We're still doing this stuff, you know, but it's just evolved in a way, isn't it? It's a different way of working now, kind of.
What do you mean?
Well, it was always, it looks a lot different now, doesn't it?
Cause yeah.
You don't have the transport, so a lot of is you guys finding your own way there.
Yeah,
so things have changed. Some things have become more difficult, but I think also with that, some independence has come for some of you guys, which is
nice.
Also, do you have a boyfriend, Kim?
Yeah.
Who's your boyfriend?
Adrian Eve, no.
Now, is it?
Oh. Now, yeah.
We interviewed him the other day, actually.
Did you?
We did.
Oh.
So, how did you meet Adrian?
Secrets, is it?
Yeah. He came to my 40th party.
So, he came to your 40th, and how old are you now?
41 now.
Oh, right, okay.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah?
I was in a green dress.
Well, of course you were in a green dress. You sat there in a green dress now.
I like it.
You love green, don't you? I don't think I've ever seen you in anything other than green. Certainly your favourite colour, isn't it?
So you're
going
out.
Matches your eyes.
Yeah, Mike.
So tell us about you. Tell us about Kim's life. Because it's not all about chips and makeup.
Right.
So where do you know where you were born?
In an hospital?
Ask silly questions, get silly answers.
Yeah, Mike, get silly answers.
So where was the hospital, do we know?
Real Gwent, I expect.
Yeah, same as me.
Oh my God.
So have you always grown up in Caldicot?
Yes.
Yeah? Where did you go to school?
Caldicot Comprehensive.
Did you,
really? Oh, right. I've got a few mates over there. They probably remember you.
I was naughty.
Tell us a little bit.
No, you don't want to know, mate. I was on report, mate.
Was you?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. We like the juicy details.
Why?
What were you on report for?
For being naughty and not doing maths.
Nobody likes maths, do they?
I don't like maths, Mike.
So did you enjoy school?
Not really, Mike.
No?
No.
What made you not enjoy it?
Didn't like it, Mike.
Not your thing?
Not my thing, Mike.
I didn't like school either.
All right, so I'm not the only one.
No, you're not the only one. I didn't like school at all. I was too shy. And I didn't particularly like maths, and Michael certainly didn't like maths.
Well, it's not my forte. But I loved school. So it's funny, isn't it? Different people have different kinds
ways.
Of experiences.
Yeah.
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 I really enjoyed school.
Lovely.
So then you went from school. Where did you go then?
Went to Nash.
Nash College?
Yeah.
What did you study there?
Everything there. They got a bungalow and swimming and leisure centre and everything.
Was it a life skills course?
Yes. You say that. Right. Margaret Price. Do you know her?
I do know that name, but I don't know why I know that name.
She's the head of Skills, I think.
Head of,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
What type of things did you learn there?
Maths, English,
yeah.
Cookery, leisure centre, everything.
Wow.
So it's kind of skills for you to live as independently as possible and learn skills.
Yeah,
for
English, everything.
To cope in life.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you feel you've learnt a lot there?
Yeah.
Did you?
Making a bed and...
Lovely.
Yeah, things that you need in life.
Yeah.
Rather than algebra.
So it was practical stuff then?
Yeah.
How did you get to Nash?
M&R took us. Taxi.
Right. Was it just you in the taxi?
No. It was a lot of us. And he broke down one day.
What happened then?
There's me having a dimmy feet on the side of the road. And it was like this.
Did you have to push the van?
Oh, no. He had to ring somebody.
Wow, that's when your life skills come in handy. Changing a tyre or whatever.
I had to ring somebody to man.
So you said you enjoyed Nash College.
Yeah.
Do you feel you learnt more there than you did in school?
Yeah.
I think that's very an important thing for people to realise, that sometimes learning the practical skills of life is a lot more important than learning the academic theory things.
Theory.
So after Nash, where does Kim go then in her life? What happens after Nash College?
Come here, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there a period in between?
Don't think so.
No, just out of college and joined Chepstow Men Camp.
Yeah, because I love you.
We love you too.
I know it can be the pain, but there you go.
I'm not a pain at all, mate. We all just work in different ways, don't we?
Yeah, mate.
So, would you like to ask what we've done with some of the interviews so far?
Yeah.
We give you the opportunity to interview me and Sue if you'd like to.
What should I say?
That's totally up to you. That's the whole point of this part. It comes from you.
You can ask us anything.
Oh.
You can ask us anything. We might not answer it, but we'll try our best.
All right, mate.
So anything.
What do you like?
What do I like? Elvis.
What do you like?
Not Elvis.
Oh, all right then, mate.
What do I like? Anything.
Yeah, anything at all.
I like music.
All right, yeah.
And I'm gonna I'll be in a field on Worthy Farm.
I heard that. There's a
2 days' time I'll be at Glastonbury.
Oh, you're going to that, Michael.
I am, yeah.
Good luck on that then.
So I might be a bit worse for wear next week in work.
Next Monday.
Well no, I'll be back in next
Tuesday.
Oh, we're doing it on Monday then, isn't it?
No, you wouldn't want to see me on next Monday. No.
Oh, good job we've interviewed you today then.
Yeah, it is then, isn't it? He's not going to be here.
No, he's not. We must remember that.
You wouldn't get much sense out of me next Monday.
No.
So, yeah, that's one thing I really like is live music.
Yeah, you do. I heard that Glastonbury was coming and he's going to be on the road.
Have you seen it on the telly, have you? Or?
No, mate.
Have you ever been to a festival?
I've been to a concert.
Yeah? What concerts have you been to?
Rihanna.
Wow.
I've been to Rihanna. Yeah, that's it, I think. Yeah, Rihanna.
You love Rihanna, don't you?
Yeah, I love my Rihanna. Big time.
Where did you see her?
Cardiff.
Yeah? Was she good?
Yeah. Mum was, we were like this. Mum was going, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this.
Was it in the principality?
Yeah.
It's steep. It's really steep, isn't
mum
it?
Mum didn't like it.
No.
No,
so
if you
steep.
Don't like heights, it's kind of
my mum don't like heights.
If you're up in those seats, it can be a bit vertigo inducing. Gives you that feeling of like feeling sick, doesn't it? Feel a bit unbalanced.
Dizzy.
Oh, yeah. We were stood up.
Were you? We've got to stand for Rihanna, really, haven't you, to dance?
Yeah, you can't do Umbrella sat down, can you?
No!
So what else would you like to ask us? You've asked us what we like.
What else do you like doing?
What do I like doing?
I like doing pottery.
I like reading.
Oh.
I read quite a lot.
Oh. What's your favourite food or favourite things?
Good question. My favourite food. I love food. First off, I adore food. Probably my favourite food.
Yeah.
Is something my granddad's always cooked for me. It's a very simple dish. It's not, certainly not caviar.
What's that?
Eggy bread and bacon.
Oh, right.
Have you ever heard of eggy bread?
Yeah, I've heard of eggy bread.
French toast.
French toast. Yeah, so I got it.
French toast with bacon and some beans or some ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best thing I could think of as far as a meal.
I like chicken.
Yeah.
And I don't like cooking.
Oh, right. See.
And I can't cook.
Why?
It just doesn't happen for me, Kim. He can vouch for it.
Yeah. I've grown up eating her cooking and...
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's never got any better.
Oh dear, Mike. Oh dear, Mike.
She does try though, never.
Oh, right. Oh, but Mike.
She makes a good steak Diane sauce, so I give her that.
Oh.
That's one thing she's perfected.
Okay.
And profiteroles I can do. I know. So, any other questions you want to know about us?
No,
that's it. You've asked some lovely questions, Kim.
I know, I have, haven't I?
You have. And I would like to say at the end of this now, thank you so much for just dropping everything and coming in here and doing this.
Yeah.
You know, on spec, that was really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to ask you, have you enjoyed doing this with us?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, what have you enjoyed?
Talking and stuff like that.
Yeah. And in this room, do you like the room we're in?
Are you looking forward to the exhibition itself? Looking forward to seeing it? Where the interviews will be display, you know, where we can hear it.
Yeah.
We're gonna do some group work with you soon where we start planning on how we want the exhibition to look like.
Oh, nice.
So what we're gonna do basically is go back through the interviews with you.
Oh, nice.
Listen to your interview and everyone else's with their permission.
Yeah.
See which bits you particularly like.
Yeah.
Which content we like the stories.
Right.
And then we'll build the exhibition around things that you've discussed.
Oh, nice.
So it should be good.
Yes. I'm looking forward to going to Mega Bowl and having a meal out.
When is that and who's that
in
with?
Here.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of things coming up, haven't we?
Yes.
Oh, that's the trip that you've chosen. Because you were all given a choice of about 7 things.
Yeah.
And that's what you've chosen.
Yeah, take the box.
You take the box.
Yeah,
fabulous.
I'm hopefully coming bowling with you.
Ah, lovely.
Gonna beat you. Uh-oh,
I'll beat Michael.
Do you reckon?
I'll beat you. What when you going to?
Same one you're going to. Well, when you're going to?
Mega Bowl.
See you there.
I'm leaving! I'll thrash Michael.
You're going to thrash Michael?
Thrash me.
Oh, no.
You having the barriers up?
Yeah.
Cheat.
Why?
I'll play with the barriers down and then we'll see who wins.
I'm a cheat, didn't I?
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Kim, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Kim. That's been lovely.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Anything else you want to ask now before we end?
Any other questions?
No.
Nothing?
No.
All good. All that's left to do is to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Over for now. Bye.
Bye-bye.